This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Divisive contempt vote.
To compel people to testify.
We see this as a nakedly partisan exercise.
President to visit tornado zone.
The depth of the losses are becoming more and more apparent.
Deadline day for holiday shipping.
We're expecting 25 billion letters, cards, and packages.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New action against former President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who's now refusing to cooperate with a House committee investigating the Capitol attack. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
The resolution is adopted.
In a chamber where Mark Meadows once served.
This sort of defiance cannot stand.
The House sought criminal contempt charges against former President Trump's White House chief of staff.
Mark Meadows is our former colleague. This is as wrong as it gets.
The nearly party line vote came as the January 6th Select Committee revealed new text messages to Meadows from unnamed Republican lawmakers, where they discuss potential ways to overturn the results of the election. Here's an aggressive strategy. Why can't the states of Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and other R-controlled state houses declare this is BS? Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney took it a step further, suggesting the former president may have illegally obstructed an official proceeding of Congress, which is a felony.
Did Donald Trump corruptly seek to obstruct or impede Congress's official proceeding to count electoral votes?
The House vote now sends the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office, where a decision will be made on pursuing a criminal case. Well, it was after midnight when the House approved a $2.5 trillion debt limit increase.
On this vote, the yeas are 221 and the nays are 209.
The vote came hours after Senate action. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
It doesn't authorize any new spending and instead allows us to borrow money to pay off the bills we've already incurred. Without this borrowing authority, we would be in default.
More than 100 people are still unaccounted for in Kentucky days after the destructive tornadoes that killed at least 88 people in six states. CBS's Laura Podesta is in Mayfield, Kentucky.
Ronnie Ward of the Bowling Green Police Department says he needs to pause at times while searching for the missing.
You go about that task of trying to get this work done, and then you come across a wagon, and you think, you know, that's associated with a child somewhere, and did that child live? And so those thoughts just, they overtake you, they overwhelm you.
More than a dozen children were killed in the storm.
I'm Jim Crisul at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. President Joe Biden comes to the state today to see the tornado damage in hard-hit Mayfield and Dawson Springs, where Sam Offutt lives.
There's nothing left of Dawson Springs. I don't know what they're going to do, if people are going to rebuild or move out, but all I can say is the people's helping us. Thank you.
Mr. Biden will meet with military and National Guard leaders, as well as federal and state officials coordinating tornado recovery.
Windy, stormy weather is expected in some of those areas hit by tornadoes throughout the nation's midsection today. In California, heavy rain has triggered some mudslides, and avalanche warnings are up in northern parts of the state. There's a new cyber threat, a newly revealed flaw that could affect so many devices we have in our homes and give criminals access. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
What's been called Log4j affects a software tool used in a range of devices, including smart watches, TVs, gaming consoles, printers, even smart thermostats, and cloud services like Apple's iCloud are also at risk. The flaw could allow hackers to access devices and the data stored on them and then hold that information for ransom.
COVID deaths in this country now top 800,000 since the start of the pandemic. Daily deaths are running at just under 1,300 now, as fatalities and case numbers have been rising. California is now mandating masks in all indoor public settings beginning today. Amtrak says it's going to suspend a vaccine mandate for workers and now expects it won't have to trim some rail service next month.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit from former President Trump that looked to block Congress from getting his tax returns. Legal scholar Lori Levinson says an appeal is likely.
Representative Richard Neal from the House had said that they need those tax returns in order to consider legislative changes to the presidential audit statute. The judge has said that under that statute, indeed, Congress now can get Trump's tax returns.
A New York ethics panel has ordered former Governor Andrew Cuomo to give up millions of dollars a publisher paid him for his book on responding to the pandemic. An attorney for Cuomo promises to fight that. Parole has ended for O.J. Simpson, meaning he's free to travel or live where he wants. He's been in Nevada since his 2017 release from prison for an armed robbery conviction. Well, today's the ground shipping deadline to get packages to their destination by Christmas. CBS's Meg Oliver is on the front lines of the epic holiday push to get the job done.
When did business really start to pick up?
I would say at least a week before Thanksgiving.
And you've been going nonstop ever since?
Nonstop.
On Long Island, New York, FedEx courier Raymond Wentz is hustling to keep up.
I need a signature.
Delivering up to 250 packages 6 days a week during the holiday season.
Do you feel like you can keep up this pace?
I don't think anybody can.
FedEx expects to ship more than 100 million more packages this holiday season compared to 2019.
We sort 6,000 packages an hour here.
Nanette Mail Branch is managing director of Tri-State District FedEx Express.
Our residential volume is much higher than it has been in the past.
The U.S. Postal Service expects to process nearly 2.3 billion pieces of mail this week, making it the busiest time for holiday shipping.
San Francisco's become the first place to require people to pay sick leave for gardeners, nannies, and other domestic workers. Most are low paid with no benefits. Well, Steph Curry set an NBA record on a big stage last night, New York's Madison Square Garden.
Here's Curry for the record. It's good! There it is! Stephen Curry, the all-time three-point king in the NBA!
On TNT, Curry topped Ray Allen's career mark of 2,973 three-pointers in the Warriors' win over the Knicks.
You know, having big dreams about, you know, shooting the basketball and one day hopefully playing on this level, a very, very, very special night.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
They made a TV show about a TV star's real-life adventure.
William Shatner's spaceflight back in October on one of Jeff Bezos' rockets is now an hour-long special on Amazon Prime.
I am overwhelmed.
The trip made the 90-year-old actor the oldest person to reach space. It lasted just 10 minutes, but Shatner cried after landing back on Earth.
It was so moving to me. This experience did something unbelievable.
Blue Origin hasn't announced its next mission, but has already sold out seats on several upcoming flights. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Financial Times newspaper has joined Time magazine in naming Tesla and SpaceX pioneer Elon Musk its person of the year. Are we in a giving mood this year? A new report finds charitable donations in December of last year averaged $608 per American. That was a 25% boost over 2019. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.